Welcome to the As the Leader Grows podcast. I am your host, Ken Jocelyn. I truly believe that everyone has something incredible to offer this world, but we too often get in our own way. We let the noise of this world crush our confidence and rob us of our focus. We let people and circumstances influence how we lead ourselves and how we lead others. The good news, you're not alone, and the change you desire is not out of reach. It's just on the other side of your decision to grow. A decision to grow into the leader that you're meant to be. If you're ready to build the confidence, gain the clarity, and create the community you deserve, you have landed in the right spot, and now is your time to grow. Good morning. Welcome to the As the Leader Grows podcast. I am your host, Ken Jocelyn. Super excited and honored, number one, that you guys are here with me listening. Listen, if you're not in the car, I'll say it again. Grab a pen and a paper. Super excited about kind of what God's put in my heart today for you guys. I want to talk about untapped potential. Untapped potential. A lot of you guys know out of the past 25, now close to 30 years, I've spent half of that in full-time vocational ministry. And I was thinking this week, just had a thought. And I want to kind of dive into this thought that I had. And I want to encourage you this as well. If you don't have a journal, a Google Doc, I have a Google Doc called Quotes and Ideas, or Quotes and Concepts. Every time I have a thought, it goes in that doc. There's nothing that I think, because if I'm so ADHD, my brain moves so fast that if I literally don't get that thought in on paper, it's gone in about 2 minutes. But I want to encourage you, grab a journal, open a Google Doc. Google Doc's easy because that way you can search for a word or search for a phrase that you remember and put that in there. But every time I have a thought, I write it in there. And this, here's a thought that I had this week as far as potential goes, untapped potential. Have you ever been to a funeral? I know every single one of us have been to funerals. I spent half of the last 25 to 30 years in full-time vocational ministry. Student pastor, and then I planted and pastored a church for about 6 years, 7 years. So I've done a lot of funerals. I've done funerals for people that were in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. You know, anytime you go to a funeral of someone that age, they talk about, you know, the legacy they left behind. They talk about what they've done with their life, how much the family was going to miss them, the impact that they made. But when you go to a funeral of someone young, and I've done a few of these, and these are the tough ones. When you go to a funeral of someone who dies early, you hear words like this. They'll be missed. They were so young. But the number one thing that you hear is this. Man, they had so much potential. They had such an opportunity to make a difference. They were an amazing young woman or an amazing young man. But that the number one thing is I begin to process through this week with a few of the kind of celebrity people that have passed away and just thinking about what that looked like. The number one thing you hear at a funeral of someone who passes young is they had so much potential. And here's a question I want to ask you this morning. What about you? What about you? How much untapped potential is in you? I want you to wrestle with that for just a minute this morning. A couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago to be exact, we had our biggest revenue week ever at GSD. We put $102,600 on the books in 1 week. It's our biggest week ever. First week ever cracking six figures. The following week, we had a really good week again. It was in the 20 to 30K that we put on the books that week and brought in. And then last week, we had a shot to break the record from a couple weeks ago, and we were close. I think we closed the week over 60K last week, and we're going to be in that to 100K again this week. But I started looking at it. It took us 2.5 years to get to the point inside of GSD to where we cracked the six-figure mark in a week. And I remember the first time it took us. This is outside of conference. At Create last year, I think we did 250 plus in 1 weekend, but obviously that's a conference. This is just normal day-to-day business operations. And every time I look back and I think, man, it took us 2.5 years to get here. The question I ask myself last week was, when it comes to vision, when it comes to potential, is this question. I want you to write this down. I want you to think about these two questions this morning. When you ask yourself great questions, what it's going to do is it's really going to cause you to dig deep to search out the answer to that. Like, what does this look like in my life? So how much untapped potential do you have, number one? And then here's the next question. This is what I asked myself. Why did it take me 2.5 years to get to being able to do 6 figures in revenue in a week? The question I ask myself is, Ken, what am I missing? When we talk about vision all the time, we talk about what we can see. The question I asked myself a couple weeks ago when we cracked 6 figures for the first time in a week was, what can I not see? What am I missing? What was keeping me from doing 100K a week? Our goal this year is to do over $5 million in revenue. And obviously, if we crack 100K a week, that's good. That needs to be our average to be able to crack that $5 million in revenue. But I never cracked 100K a week until I set a goal to do $5 million a year. I would have never probably cracked 100K had I not set a goal that when I first did it and first set it, I looked and went, whew, man, that's a lofty goal. As Uncle G would say, that's a 10X goal. But we cracked that 100K that week, and the question I asked myself was this: what can I not see? Because I'm looking forward to growth. Okay, we proved we can crack it one time. We almost cracked it again just 2 weeks later, and we've got a phenomenal opportunity to crack it again this week. So the question I'd ask myself is, man, what can I not see? How much more untapped potential is there on the inside of what we're doing? And listen, I want to encourage you. If all you're doing every single day is working, and I mean, you're grinding, you're getting it done. GSD, it doesn't just stand for gross stack drive. It stands for get shit done. Like, if all you're doing is getting stuff done and not taking time to work on the business and not in the business, you're not going to make time for yourself to ask yourself some very important questions like these two questions. What's the untapped potential inside me? Where is there potential in me that I don't even realize is there? And what can I not see? What's keeping me from, and fill in the blank? Whatever that looks like for you, what is that next thing? It could be your faith journey. Like, what's the thing keeping me from, fill in the blank, in your health journey? What's the thing keeping me from losing 20 pounds, keeping me from losing 30 pounds, keeping me from being consistent in the gym? What's the thing that's keeping me from doing that? What can I not see? Scripture's clear. It says, where there's no vision, people perish. I love that. I love that. That's one of my favorite verses in the entire Bible. Where there's no vision, people perish. The word picture for that Old Testament verse is, in the Old Testament, what they used to do is they would take the body of someone the person who had committed a murder or had killed somebody, they would take the body of the dead person. They would strap it on the body of the person who had committed the murder and would sentence to death until the decay from the dead body became so bad that it would cause the person who had committed the murder's body to decay as well. And I know that is disgusting. But the reality of it is that's what our lives look like when we live without vision. That's what our lives look like when we live with untapped potential. So when we hit 6 figures a couple weeks ago, did I celebrate? You better freaking believe I celebrated. But I celebrated with my circle of guys. I text the guys. I text Jared. I text Grant. I text some of the guys that are close to me to let them know, hey, we hit a number we've never hit before. We are on our way to reaching the goal. But then the next thing I did was I stopped. I kind of exhaled. Number one, I said, God, thank you for getting us here. But then I said, okay, why did it take me 2.5 years to get here? What am I not seeing? What am I missing? Because I've got a group of guys around me that they see at different levels than I see. They see me at a different level, just as I see several of them at a different level. Sometimes it is so hard for us to see what we can't see, which is why the relationship component is so freaking vital. Like, you have got to have the right people in your circle. You have got to have the right people in your corner. How much untapped potential is in you right now? I want you to write that question down, man. Listen, if you're not driving your car, I want you to write that question down. I want you to put it on a sticky note and put it on your MacBook or put it on your screen, put it on your desk, put it on your mirror in your bathroom. How much untapped potential is inside me? I love the book from my good friend Sharon Lecter and Greg Reed, 3 Feet from Gold. It's a story. It's a play off of the story in Think and Grow Rich, where the miner was 3 feet from hitting one of the largest gold deposits ever in the history of the state of Colorado. And he sold the mining rights to someone who literally, instead of digging backwards, went sideways and literally within 3 feet hit one of the largest gold deposits ever. Like, how many of you today had that same type of deposit on the inside of you? You've been just literally digging the wrong way. Maybe it's a change in relationships that causes you to be able to uncover a deposit of potential that's on the inside of you that you don't even realize is there. And let me tell you a couple things that was going to help you discover that untapped potential is asking yourself the right questions. Number one, do I have the right people in my life? What does my community look like? Who's in my community? Every week we have new people joining our GSD community. Why? Because we've got a community of several dozen entrepreneurs from around the country and now even around the world who are absolutely crushing it. They get up every single day going, okay, God, how can I make a difference in the world? How can I become the best version of myself? We've got a group of entrepreneurs inside of our GSD Elite Mastermind that are not only high six figure, seven figure, and even eight figure earners, but they're also the most amazing humans on the planet. They get up every morning thinking about how can I serve humanity today? So when you start asking yourself the question, who is in my life? Do I have the right relationships in order to help me uncover or dig up that deposit of potential that's sitting in my life that I may not even recognize is there? Do I have the right people in my circle? Do I have the right 10 to 12 people that I do life with every single day? Do I have the right men or women in my corner? The one, two, three people who have a 10,000 foot view of what's going on in my life. Do you have those people? How much untapped potential is lying dormant on the inside of you right now? I promise you, you start asking yourself these two questions today, I promise you, you're going to start uncovering things on the inside of you that you may not have even understood was there. Everybody says, Ken, what's your superpower? I have two. Number one, I'm a connector. Walked out of the F45 this morning, had a friend of mine who is wanting to start her own, she's a lactation consultant, wanting to start her own company. Her husband's a physician. And she said, listen, this is what I want to do. Here's the vision. So what did I do? I connected her with Zach and Shanna Thomas. Shanna is a chiropractor. Zach runs that. They have a seven-figure chiropractor office in Mississippi. I connected her with them. I connected her with my guy, Bobby Grossi, number one dentist out of a large DSO, about 120 plus offices. I said, here's two relationships I have you need to speak with. Like, I'm a connector. Second thing, like 1A and 1B is, man, God has given me the ability to be able to see and call out purpose on the inside of people, potential on the inside of people. Do you have the right people in your life that can call purpose out in your life? They can see past all the facade and the outside of who you are, and they can see deep on the inside of you and go, there's more in you than you realize. I'll never forget. I have a $1 million check sitting on my desk right now made out to me that I wrote out June the 23rd, about 2.5 months ago. Dr. Rob Kelly, who's a dear friend and one of my two therapists, we're going to get into that in about the next couple, 2 or 3 weeks, by the way. He said, Ken, I want you to write a check out for $1 million. This is the guarantee he gave me. He said, listen, if you're not ready to cash that check in 12 months, I'll write you a check for $1 million out of my own account. I never forget when I told one of my best friends, Jeff, Master Jeff, he said, what's your goal for this year? And I said, my goal is to make $1 million. I want to make $1 million personally this year. And Jeff goes, he leans across the table. He thinks for just a second. He leans across the table and he goes, a month or a week? And I didn't catch it the first time. And I said, no, dude, I want to do $5 million inside of the business. I personally want to be able to make $1 million this year for the first time. And he leaned across the table again after a few seconds. And he said, a month or a week? And then I started laughing because I realized exactly what he was doing. What he was doing was he was going, man, $1 million a year, that's you're thinking too low. Like you're believing God too little. Like you need to stretch your mindset. You need to blow the lid off of that limited belief that all you can do is $1 million in a year. Like who are the people in your community? Who are the people in your circle? Who are the people in your corner? Do you have people who are challenging you? I was on the phone with Randy Garn. Happy birthday, by the way. I'm recording this morning. Our text thread, my circle / corner, I guess they're kind of a little bit of both. Gary Brecka, Brent Gove, who I was on the phone with, Brent's in Poland, calling me this morning about our mastermind in Scottsdale. He's already got a couple more people that are interested. I'm like, dude, you're selling this thing more than I am. Brent Gove, Brian Covey, who's one of the senior VPs for Loan Depot, my buddy, Master Jeff, and Randy Garn. There's six of us on this text thread, and we're constantly all day long sharpening each other from scripture and faith to our family, to our business. We're celebrating with each other. One of them's looking at buying a Gulfstream. Like, who are the people that you have in your corner? Who are the people that are in your circle? So the question we're talking about today, number one, how do I get that untapped potential? You've got to ask yourself, who are the relationships I have in my life? Number two, you've got to ask yourself, what can't I see? What am I missing? Like what? And you've got to slow down long enough throughout your day to be able to do this in order to see what God desires for you to see. I want you to write this question down. What is keeping me from? If you've got a revenue goal, if you're a business owner, I don't even care if you're a W-2 employee. What is your revenue goal? What do you want to make in a year? Now, I want you to ask yourself this question. What is keeping me from making, underline, fill in the blank, whatever that looks like for you? Is it 100K? My question I have in my notes is, what is keeping me from 100K a week on average? Now, we spiked. We hit 100K. We're going to be close to hitting it again this week. But what is keeping me from doing that? Let me tell you something about vision. And I don't remember who said this last week. I think it was Gary Vee. He said, when you see clearly, you suffocate your excuses. When you see clearly, you suffocate your excuses. And one of the things that I've said for a couple years is this: your why, your purpose, when you have vision enough to see the untapped potential that's on the inside of you, when you have vision enough to see the purpose that's in you, that God put in you, you're consistently becoming the best version of yourself. You've leaned into the concept of incremental, not monumental. Small, daily, disciplined decisions over time always equal monumental results. Success cannot escape you when you do the right things every single day. When you lean into that, when you lean into your why and into your purpose, it will birth your discipline. When you lean into your why, when you begin to uncover untapped potential, when you begin to mine the purpose and the goal that's on the inside of you, it will birth the discipline that you need in order to see all the things God puts in your heart come to pass. how much untapped potential is inside of you right now. Who are the people that are in your life? Who are the relationships that you have? Number one. Number two, the second question is, what can I not see? What is keeping me from X amount of revenue a week? Go ahead and write those two questions down. Here's what I would love for you to do. I'd love for you to hit me up on Instagram at Ken Jocelyn. I'm going to post a clip of this on probably today or tomorrow. I'll get the team to put a clip of this on my Instagram page. But I'd love your thoughts. I would love to hear from you. What does that look like for you? Are your relationships in alignment? I've got one of my main affirmations. I say them every day. I did them this morning in the mirror along with my mirror work. Ken, you will live a life where your heart, your head, and your relationships are in alignment. Not I might, well, maybe, if the day's going good, if I feel like it. No, 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 no. You will. And sometimes I look at myself, Ken Jocelyn, bro, you will live a life where your heart, head, and relationships are in alignment. My heart is my dream factory. It is the place that produces the vision of my life. It's where I paint the picture of what I want my life to look like. My heart and my head is where my belief system is located. And if I struggle with limiting beliefs like fear and insecurity and scarcity, comparison, shame, or success, my dreams are going to trip over my belief system and my limited beliefs every single day. But when I begin to get those two things in alignment, when I understand, listen, the thoughts that I think are going to be the ones that I want to process in order to get me further and closer, number one, to becoming the best version of who God desires and created me to be. And number two, in order for me to uncover the untapped potential and the goal, the purpose that lives on the inside of my life. I will live a life where my heart, head, and relationships are in alignment. When you get your heart in alignment and your head in alignment, you're going to start seeing things come to pass in your life that are going to blow you away. And when that happens, the very next thing that's going to come along, because that used to be the entire affirmation. I'll live a life where my heart and head are in alignment. Now it's heart, head, and relationships, because I discovered that once I got my heart and my head and they started coming in alignment and things started coming into fruition. Listen, I never would have hit 100K a week if it had not been for the relationship component of that affirmation. So what does that look like for you? For me, it took 2.5 years to get here. Man, nothing would tickle me more than somebody who hit me up and said, Ken, took me 6 months. Ken, I did it in 12 months because of some of the things that I learned from you and some of the things I've learned from guys like Tim Story and Amberly and John Maxwell and Grant Cardone and Brent Gove and Randy Garn and Brian Covey and Gary Brecka and Master Jeff, all the people that you have relationship with. Man, it's made an impact in my life. So here's the two questions I want you to ask yourself this morning. How much untapped potential is on the inside of me? How much untapped potential do I see clearly? And then ask yourself, do I have the right relationships in my life? And what can I not see? And you're going to have to take some time to wrestle with this. Pull back from work. Pull back from doing the busy things of the day. Every single morning I get up this morning, I set my alarm for 5:05 or 5:15. I was up at 4:27. I went ahead and hit the 5 a.m. class instead of the 6 a.m. class. The first thing I do when I walk into my podcast studio, click on all my lights, it's goals, gratitude, affirmations, top three. Goals, gratitude, affirmations, top three. Goals, write all my goals down. Gratitude, what am I grateful for today? When you start writing gratitude down, I do that while I'm listening to some worship music, it changes your whole perspective and outlook on the day. Like you're fired up and ready to go. Goals, gratitude, affirmations. I have five. You can go back. I think there's a whole podcast I did on affirmations. And then top three. What are the three big rocks I need to move today that are going to move the needle when it comes to the revenue and comes to growing myself and growing my business? What does that look like? Goals, gratitude, affirmations, top three. I'm going to close today with this question again. How much untapped potential is on the inside of you? And what are you doing to tap into that? Again, your why. That untapped potential, your vision, your purpose will birth and produce the discipline you need in order to fulfill what God's put on your heart. Guys, listen, again, thanks so much for joining us on the As the Leader Grows podcast. I am your host, Ken Jocelyn. I'm going to ask you a huge, huge, huge favor. I had someone stop me outside the gym today. She goes, man, I've been listening to your podcast. It's amazing. I said, here's what, two things I need you to do for me. Number one, would you leave me a 5-star review? She goes, oh, of course I would. Number two, would you go on your Instagram, just whatever you're listening to on the podcast on whatever platform, snap a screenshot, post it on your Instagram story, your Instagram post, tag me on it at Ken Jocelyn, and I will make sure that I share that. I've got about 29,000 followers. I'll share that, get you some love, and probably get you some followers as well. That would mean a ton to me and our team. And again, if this is added value, share it with a friend. Find a couple people right now that you go, man, who needs to listen to this word today? Who do I know that needs to dig into some untapped potential in their life? Again, guys, have a blessed day. I'll see you next Monday. Thanks for tuning in to the As the Leader Grows podcast. My heart is always to add value to others on their journey to becoming the best version of themselves. If this episode did that for you, please subscribe, like, and share. Also, as a thank you for listening, please visit book.growstackdrive.com to get a free digital copy of my Amazon best-selling book, As the Leader Grows. Tune back in often and continue your journey of growth, whether it is here or elsewhere. The best investment you can make as a leader is in yourself.